B-Pod Studios.
What's up? It's the Over Under 985 podcast. During the week, I look like I just got back from the beach, and Dan looks like he's outside.
I am outside, having a nice dinner, cooking some dinner while doing the podcast, multitasking, you know.
You're looking less beefy, Dan.
Dude, I've dropped 30 pounds in the past 3 weeks.
Believe that? So,
there you go.
No fat jokes, everybody.
Oh, you can continue with the fat jokes, because I don't know how much longer they're going to last the way this is going. But I got a while to go. A while to go.
All right. We're going to hit on some games maybe later tonight. Tomorrow's cards in the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball. PGA Championships tomorrow as well, and we're on Saturday morning. So we're going to cover the next, bet for the next couple of nights. I will say this. Betting has not been easy. Any sort of angle that I've been looking at lately doesn't work. Sometimes with totals, it's out of control. But like right now, dude, if you're not an experienced gambler and you don't bet smart or by units, like you're going to get your ass kicked. And like in particular, man, like you thought today was a good spot for the Bruins. I thought last game was a good spot for the Bruins. I thought the Celtics last night without Jimmy Butler and the Heat, like to me, I just thought that was an absolutely great spot. I thought it'd go over too, and it didn't. But I mean, and forget about Boston teams at the moment, especially if you're local here. But you know, for everybody that's like, you know, betting these days, the NBA is just one. Some days it's 6-0 favorites, 6-0 overs. The next day it's 1-5 dogs, and you know we saw the biggest upset ever in the NBA, or just in general. A 19-point outright winner. I know that they sat starters, but 19 points outright, nobody saw that. Nobody saw the second line not hitting. It's been a bit difficult as the restart, and I think we thought that because books were dead on, man. Books were dead on going into all this thing, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, I would say, one of the tougher few weeks here. You really, and again, we've started off pretty well, so I can't really complain too much, right? But for the most part, it's been difficult. I mean, listen, Milwaukee yesterday, as a lot of people said, it was a Nets or nothing play because there were a lot of people who thought that Giannis was not going to play for the whole game, and that obviously came to fruition. Obviously, Giannis didn't play the whole game. He played, one half of the game. And, there are spots right now, like, for instance, I really liked Oklahoma City tonight. I thought that it was a good matchup for them. They're up by 7.5. I think the Lakers haven't played as well as everyone has thought, including myself. And I think, the Lakers have clinched the first seed. Maybe we'll see a little bit of a rest with LeBron and some Anthony Davis in the fourth quarter. Now, that hasn't happened yet. LeBron's actually played pretty well as 10 points at half. But the fact remains is that, you have to pick and choose your spots, especially in the NBA, man. It's so hard. And the NHL, I'm still getting super warmed up. Like, it's a totally different game. I've been, very slow on the NHL this year, to be fair. And right now, the NHL is square. Oh, whoops, that. The NHL is more square than the NBA. I mean, there's no question about that.
Unders have been hot.
Unders, not just unders. The Lightning, are a great team. Oh man, I got to turn on burning my steak over here. It's been at the point where, everything that's going on right now, and every square NHL play has been an absolute hit. Like without an argument.
Dan is doing his best imitation of Cedric Maxwell right now during the Celtics broadcast. We might as well just see the steak. Let's look at it. Let's
no, see you don't want to see it right now.
No, I want to see it.
I just burned the shit.
I don't care.
Yeah, this is not proper steak care right now because My grill decided to light on fire while I'm doing a podcast.
Medium. So, someone's betting a medium well minus 110.
Oh no! This is not well done. You're medium well. Medium well. Take an L. This is well done.
We got a well done at the as the heavy favorite.
No. This is a straight minus 10,000. Well done, right now. Unfortunately.
Well, you go. You work on that steak.
I'm right here. I got everything going.
All right, I'll do a little house cleaning quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. We got to see that steak when it's all done. But
you can. It's a promise.
All right. So those who watch the show religiously are listening. DraftKings has been a sponsor of ours. Obviously, they gave us a show. We give props to them. We go by their lines and everything like that. Go to New Hampshire and use their app. It's awesome. So they've been one of our sponsors. And then there's a new sponsor to our station. They're going to be guests of ours at some point throughout the season. But it's Prop Swap. For those who don't know what Prop Swap is, some people have winning tickets. They can bail out of them and get and actually make money off it. For example, I know people had the Chiefs last year. Well, they didn't feel comfortable before the championship games. They got to sell them, make some dough. It's an actual unbelievable concept, and it's great. Like, hey, if you want to, I mean, Dan, we're experienced enough where we can hedge. We know, but at the same time, we could still hedge. And these are actual tickets. So you know how like friends, oh, I'm going to Vegas, like you know, whatever. Well, these are like real tickets, man.
Yep, real tickets that you can buy if you want to get down on some good futures and you feel like you don't have a legal place to do it. Prop Swap is legal in Massachusetts, so you can go out, you can buy your ticket. It's totally legal. There is no rule, against it, and you send it into Vegas, you cash the ticket, they send you a check. I've done it more than once and perfectly fine.
So they're going to be a sponsor. You'll hear them for the next year here on the podcast and on 98.5 The Sports Hub. So stay tuned for that. Again, looking at some of the stuff from today, Dan, we got Orlando, Toronto in the NBA right now. That's probably already going to tip. So I bet you it's already closed on that. But just staring at it, Orlando is now 7.5. I actually liked Orlando yesterday versus the Pacers, and the Pacers kicked ass. I don't know if it's an Isaac thing. Did Orlando start out hot and now they've cooled off and been figured out? Toronto, on the other hand, they've locked up that second seed, man. So I'm interested to see how that game just plays out from the line perspective and the total. Yeah, clearly Toronto's probably a better team and should win that game, but you know, what type of team you're gonna get from Orlando? That was something I was interested in tonight. And then the total 220, that to me just seems high, but Orlando's been putting up a ton of points. I just want to see how that one turns out. It's a no bet for me, but
to see how it turned out. Yeah, no, I agree. It's hard to make a bet without Jonathan Isaac. The team obviously hasn't looked the same without him. He's one of their best players, if not their best player. I know, everyone feels about Vucevic and everything, but I think Isaac is coming into his own, especially defensively. He's, you can defend inside, outside. He's a special player that's versatile and kind of offers things that, not a lot of people in the league can. So, yeah, that one tips off, or should have already tipped off. Doesn't let you look like it's a little bit delayed, but let's say it will tip off soon. I actually, in the square matchup show, it's hard to choose a dog, and I cannot possibly, it looks like it just tipped off. I cannot possibly ride Orlando in this one. No shot. Just can't do it. Can't do it. But what I can say is, later tonight, Boston and Brooklyn tips off at 9:00. The Celtics are what, -8? I believe that is moving down.
They've yet to cover a spread this year. They look like crap. They're without Kemba Walker. It's like Boston's second worst defense in the bubble, man. They give up 118 points per game. We can say whatever we want about the Nets that they stink. They're on a back to back. They can put up points, man. Jock Vaughn's got those guys running up and down.
I actually think a back-to-back is really good for Brooklyn, to be honest with you, because the way they played, they want to continue playing like that. So the back-to-back thing, usually it hurts teams, I definitely would say. Not Brooklyn. It does wonders for Brooklyn.
You know what's funny is some people have been kind of giving me shit for saying back-to-back. Well, like they're in a bubble. Yeah, but it's still back-to-back. I know there's no travel and all that, but, like, it's still a big thing. I thought it would impact the Heat yesterday. It did not. And I don't even want to get into a Heat-Boston discussion. I think Boston is more talent, but I think Miami's a better team. I just think they're a better team. Dude, when they can throw guys at, like, Tyler Herro and what's his name off the bench there? What's his name?
Iguodala?
Not. Oh, they even have him, too. But no, what's the he was in Phoenix and now he's Goran Dragic. Like these guys off the bench, man. Celtics don't have that. And no offense to Shimi Ozeley, but you know, 1 for 5, wide open from the field. It's just they need a shooter, they don't have it. They need a big man, they don't have it. Whatever. But the sad thing is, when you watch them consistently, Boston, you know that they can play with anybody. It's just, what night is it? What day are they going to show up? Is the refs on their side? They're the most frustrating team to watch in the NBA. Damn, people think they're exciting, and they are, but they are damn frustrating to watch.
Yeah, of course they're frustrating to watch. But last night, and I'll say this honestly, you knew what was going to happen. You knew that the wrangle was kicking in. You knew it. You knew that the wrangle was kicking in.
The only thing with me though is that the only thing I look at is that Hayward offensive foul. That was a rally killer, man. That was a rally killer. And then obviously Marcus Smart getting thrown out in the third quarter. That's on Brad Stevens, dude. Again, I get it. Was there a wrangling? Absolutely. But
of course.
Is it the reason why they lost last night? The Heat were the better team, man.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's somewhat true. I think the fact that, you know, that call totally changed the game. The refs fouling out Marcus Smart in 6 minutes changed the game. So I'm going to sit here and I'm going to absolutely say that's on the refs. I don't blame the Celtics for what happened last night. They kept it close despite all that shit. I give them, honestly, I kind of applaud them for it, to be perfectly honest with you. I think that what happened last night is the same fucking thing we see over and over and over again, especially in the NBA playoffs. And you know, as we kind of get in later into the season, Tony Brothers, I mean, you guys saw, I think a bunch of people retweeted the stats from my timeline last night. I'll try and plug them up here. But Tony Brothers, that dude hates the fucking Celtics. He does. He hates them. Hates them. Like, I don't even know what how you can even argue that. Okay, this was last year. And again, I don't know the record since, but from last year, April 30, 2019, Celtics in their last 9 playoff games officiated by Tony Brothers, 1-8. Celtics in their last 13 road games officiated by Tony Brothers, 0-13. In that span, the Celtics are a sub-250 team against the spread with Brothers as the ref. You're going to tell me that Tony Brothers had nothing to do with the loss last night?
I think he had something to do with it. I do. I think he had something to do with it. I think the Heat were the better team last night.
Okay,
I think the Tampa Bay Lightning were the better team today than the Bronx.
That's for damn sure.
Okay,
there's no arguing that one.
I didn't think the Houston Rockets would lose to the Portland Trailblazers last night. Okay, like
I didn't.
I didn't. It's just to me, the officials in the 3 Celtics games have had an impact. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And there are people chiming in. Orlando on a major streak. Was Dan eating all the locks? Can we have the Bankroll Boys do a cameo? I want to do cameo, dude, but they send you a W-1099. And I don't want that. Like, I don't want to, like, you know, like,
get taxed on that.
Yeah, dude. Screw that.
I understand
that. I mean, you can send us a Venmo. Right?
I mean, we could do an off cameo version of cameo.
Yeah, we can call it like the rank. We'll work on it.
We'll have to work on that. that's a work in progress right there.
We'll have to work on it, but we can be like, hey, dude, this dude always tells us that you take the over and you lose every single time, but you just take the over anyways. So here, cheers to the over, bro. It's gonna be over soon, something like that. Had the over in the Celtics game.
I've been on that.
So, dude, the over, I didn't have a side, a total. I can't believe that game didn't go over last night. I'm still even with technical fouls down the stretch and the 5 points they scored in like 2-3 seconds, a half court shot by Kemba. It was just like, it didn't matter. It didn't go over. The wrangle is against the Celtics every fucking game. Yes, it is. All right. Send in questions if you guys want. It's the Over Under 985 podcast. Let's do NBA first for tomorrow since we're already talking about it. It's Thursday the 6th already, man. 1:30 tomorrow, we get the New Orleans and Sacramento. Right now, Sactown getting 4 points, the total 233. I mean, I've seen in these early games, man, doesn't matter if they wake up early or not. These guys are ready to play. And
yeah, I mean, there's nothing else fucking going on. Of course they're playing. They practice at 1 o'clock every day. It's not that different, you know?
New Orleans has 5 games to play to get in. I know they're favored in this one. I just look at the over. You know, I probably won't bet this one. Who knows? 1:30 tomorrow, I might get itchy. I'll play 233 all day if I could. I just think that's the right side on that one.
I actually lean Sacramento in this one. I think that if you look at the Kings guards, they would give the Pelicans a lot of trouble. The Kings still have size to match up. And again, how much is Zion going to play? Is he going to play the whole game? You know, because the Kings are, in my opinion, are not fading down the stretch like the Pelicans, like the Grizzlies are. So, in my opinion, I still think the Kings have something going there. I kind of lean the +4. I would have to take a better look at the total, but 233.5 is pretty high. My initial thoughts there.
Okay.
So to me, that's the totals to stay away, but I do kind of like the Kings early.
Okay. Miami and Milwaukee, I'm going to watch that game. Jimmy Butler is probably the reason why the line's off. Milwaukee still hasn't clinched the East yet, or the top seed. I'm curious what this line would be. I don't see anything.
Let me see if I can pull it up here.
I'm looking around right now. Ooh. It was 8.5, Milwaukee.
It's open to 8.5. Miami's +8.5.
Oh my god.
There's no total yet set.
There's gonna be a ton of 3-pointers. It'll be like 300 3-pointers.
Give me Miami in the 8.5 there. I feel like that's what I'll actually absolutely be on. In fact, let's make that a PP. Miami Heat +8.5. I like that a lot. And again, that line may move. That may not be available, unfortunately, right now. The only places I see it are Miami, Consensus and FanDuel. So those are the only places that are open right now with that line. But if you can get an 8.5, I like the 8.5 quite a bit, honestly. Yeah.
Okay, over, whatever the number is, just go over. That would be my non-educated guess, but that would be my, hey, if we're going to flip a coin, there you go.
I like Miami versus Milwaukee in a series. I think that is the only team that could seriously have a chance versus Milwaukee, honestly.
The 3-point shooting ability. And Bam Adebayo, dude, I know, say what you want about Kelly Olynyk, but like they have bigs that they can rotate and that can play. You know, move, get Brooke Lopez. The Lopez is out of the paint, and they have guys who can get to the rim and shoot from the outside. I think they actually are a great matchup. So Indiana Phoenix, we know what TJ Warren's been doing lately. I faded the Indiana in the last game. I feel like normally when I do that, I'm a game too early. Phoenix is +3 here. They've been okay. I've watched them. They've been okay.
They beat the Clippers last night. Really good win last night.
You know, obviously that. So they could have a letdown from that. I'd stay away here. I don't like either side. If it was me, I'd fade Indy. I'd go Phoenix, but there's always that letdown after a big win.
I agree. I'm a fade. I have no interest in playing this game at all. Both teams are so hot. There's going to be a letdown. You don't know what side it is. I don't even like the total. This is a stay-away game for me completely.
Clippers-Dallas, good one. I'd like to watch this game. Clippers, again, off that loss. 231's the total. I already kind of lean the over, even though Clippers generally play under games. Dallas +4. They've been – dude, they scratch and claw, man. They pull out wins.
They lost their first two games in terrible fashion.
They lost in terrible fashion and then won the last two and coming back as well.
But they struggle closing games out, and that's a problem versus a good team like the Clippers.
True.
I don't know. If you're looking to play Dallas, I think I might play them first half. Honest to God. Like I feel like that's the side you have to play if you really want to play Dallas. Is you got to look at that and say, that's a first half play. That's a first half play. So to me, if you're looking to play Dallas, I think that's a first half play. They struggled so much closing out games, especially this year. This year, they have more losses by less than 5 points than any other team in the NBA. I think it's like they said 26 the other night. That might be 27 or 28 now at this point. So stay away from me for Dallas.
Okay. And then the nightcap, Portland, Denver. I think Denver won, right? They came back to win. They were down at halftime.
Yep.
I think they won. Portland, again, beat the Rockets. No line, no nothing on that. Denver more to play.
Let me see if I can find.
I don't see anything. I think it's three.
Portland is three and a half. Three and a half, yep.
Ooh.
Three and a half is the line.
Ooh. Can Denver play D against Portland? That's the question. That's going to be like a 235er total, I bet.
Rematch of, was it last year's?
Yep.
Western Conference semis?
Yep.
I think it is. Yeah. So, man, that is a game that you live bet, in my opinion. You watch how it goes, and you live bet that game. To me, trying to take a pregame line on that is going to be tough, honestly. I know that Denver is different, obviously a different team than last year. Portland has finally rebounded a little bit. They played really well versus Houston, who again is a smaller team. Oh, I don't know. That to me, that's a stay away.
Mm. And then the Lakers, Rockets. I've watched a little of the Lakers game tonight. I don't know if they're like sitting. I don't know what they're doing. They're not involved. Rockets though have been. They've been invested. In every game, they've been invested. They're well coached, and they know how to give Harden his time, Westbrook his time. But if those guys like Jeff Green and PJ Tucker and all these guys hit their shots from the outside, they're dangerous. They're gonna shoot 53s a game. I'm curious the Lakers' motivation. And again, one thing we actually just got a question in on this. Would you bet the Lakers live right now? And the way that I was watching them play, no. But
no.
They might turn it on. Let me just see. I had the game
I think they're down by 9 right now.
Yeah, 58-47 right now.
58-49 is what I have.
Okay.
Yep. So yeah. Either way, I the Lakers are that team where right now with the seeding, they clinched number one seed. By the way, I'm sorry. You can see my hands. I'm getting killed by mosquitoes over here. I might have to move on inside in the next few minutes because I'm just getting eaten alive. But yeah, the Lakers are that team that could easily sit, Anthony Davis and sit everyone else in the span of the fourth quarter if they're getting blown out, or if they're blowing, they come back and have a great end. Rest of the third quarter, and they start blowing OKC out. They don't need this game. This game means absolutely nothing to them. It's probably a good game to get some of your bench guys in and see what you have, especially since you lost so many guys, Rajon Rondo, Avery Bradley. This is not a bad time to see what, kind of depth at the end of the roster you have. So to me, this is a game where I don't want anything to do with the Lakers at all. If anything, and that's why I had Oakland pregame. I know Tunes, Joey Tunes, who's one of the sharper guys on Twitter. I was on Oklahoma City pregame. I don't want anything to do with the Lakers in this one, if I'm anyone.
Mosquitoes coming in at minus 500 at the moment. We got a well done steak. We got mosquitoes. Dan was trying to have himself a nice little dinner outside. That failed. There was maybe a wrangle involved. I don't know. Maybe the world was just like, fuck you, Dan.
It was a mosquito goal, actually.
Is that how you spell mosquitoes, by the way?
M-O-S-Q-U-I-T-O.
I am not grammar police, okay? But mosquito toes sounds.
No. There's no toucher.
Mosquito.
No, unfortunately. Unfortunately, not.
Oh, I've been thinking about that guy. Things have been popping up, Dan, and I can't help but think about it. I don't stop. I forget what happened today, but something came up, and I was like, man, I miss him. Anyways, all right. So we got the NBA out of the way. You look like the fucking dark man. Yep.
I'm turning on some lights and trying to make myself look a little bit more lively. So give me, here we go.
All right.
Now I'm alive and all set.
NHL updates. Panthers win. Arizona beats Nashville.
I was on Arizona today, and I decided to go with Boston, kind of give everyone the home spark because I like them as well. And turns out I went to the wrong side, and that is extremely disappointing.
I'm very hard on Charlie McAvoy, but he had a goal, and it was good. But he also gave up a goal, too. So, I guess you giveth, taketh, whatever. They lost. You've been liking Montreal. They're up 1-0.
Yep.
And then Colorado's kicking ass. And then tonight we got the Blackhawks and Evan. Dude, those games have been going over like crazy. Would you take the over again tonight at 6.5?
In what, the Blackhawks game?
Yeah.
I mean, at some point it's hard to take a 6.5. I would actually, and again, you know how rare how rarely I do this. I'd actually feel better about buying the half goal there and taking it at 6 and honestly laying the juice if you really want to play it over there. The 6.5 scares the hell out of me, honestly. Even with these two teams, I mean, again, they're offensive as hell. So I lean towards the over, Joe. And I actually like the Blackhawks tonight as well. I do think that, you know, despite the fact that the series is tied 1-1, I think the Blackhawks have been the better team for the most part of the series. But I would lean over, but I really don't want to lay the 6.5, not even a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, before we get into tomorrow's slate, someone asked a pretty good question. Is the wrangle keeping you from betting the NBA as much as you normally do? Oh, no.
That looks horrible. Yep,
no, but I'm starting to lay. I didn't bet that Lightning Bruins game today because I can't figure out Boston right now. I can't do it. I don't know what it is right now about Boston sports. Like even the Red Sox, dude. Like I've been lucky. I actually rode the Yankees all weekend long. All weekend long. By the way, let's pat ourselves on the back. Maybe we'll do this Saturday. But we're 9-1 on Saturday, dude. Like we were pretty locked in, man.
We absolutely crushed the weekend. Had a nice weekend.
We were pretty locked in. So you know, that's I think that's my issue is like, oh, hey, Saturday's what we got. Like, all right, let's go. Like, hey, like. Because during the week, it's like, oh, we got work and we got this shit and that shit. I need naps. I get up at 4:30. Like you know what I mean? Like, dude, I'm holding on for dear life right now. I'm like, dude, I'm hanging on. I want to watch the Celtics game, but like.
You're hurting that bad, huh?
Oh, I'm more tired. I went to the beach after radio today.
Oh, you're real
so
tired.
I get up at, so dude, I know. Poor Joe. He gets to work on the radio and I wake up at 4:30 and then I have to go to radio and I get to the station like 5:40 and then I do and then we're on the air till 10. But like I left and I went straight to the beach.
What beach you go to?
Nahant. It was beautiful.
Love me some Nahant, man.
Dude, it was so beautiful out. The water was cold as hell and the waves were crazy because of this hurricane that's been going on. And like I loved it. I stayed till about 3 o'clock. And I got myself some Popeyes. Dude, that Popeye chicken sandwich is like a 9.5 out of a 10.
Oh, wow.
It's really good, man.
Now, let me ask you, are you a Popeyes guy or are you a Chick-fil-A guy? Because I am a big Chick-fil-A guy. I have never had the Popeye sandwich. Ever.
Okay, that's the issue. So the Chick-fil-A is good.
Okay.
Fuck your politics, everybody.
This has nothing to do with politics. Fucking politics.
This is food, okay?
For the love of God, this is two fat guys talking food.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, the Popeye's chicken. Now, here's the deal with the Popeye's chicken sandwich. You might expect a long line.
Okay.
The line might kind of suck. But I went to the one in Lynn today. There was no line. I popped right in there. The Popeye's chicken sandwich is better than any other chicken sandwich. I'll fucking bet on it and double down and make it a PP. It's okay. The best. And listen, Chick-fil-A is good, not bad. It's better. And, you know, I like the Wendy's chicken sandwich. I like them all. I'll eat any day. I don't discriminate on chicken sandwiches. But the king badass chicken sandwich is the Popeye's chicken sandwich. PP. Anyways, somebody has the under the 5.5. Chick-fil-A all the way, you're wrong. Popeye's for life, yes, Blaze Mays. You're the man, Blaze Mays. All right, what do we got for tomorrow on the NHL slate ZZs?
Let's see. Well, we start with the Vancouver-Minnesota Wild game, which is the afternoon game, which is interesting because they've been playing the late games.
Under.
So that does change some things. I actually might go under on that angle, Joe. I don't think that that's a terrible angle to look at just because of the fact that they haven't played the late games there. But, I mean, this one is you're flipping a coin. I mean, you have to really, really like one of these teams more than the other one to bet it. And I got to be perfectly honest. Yeah, I don't. There's nothing that distinguishes them really from each other, in my opinion. That's me. By the way, Oklahoma City is now up to a 15-point lead.
Lakers fucking tanked. They tanked. Yeah, they don't care. No. That's what sucks about this. And you know what, dude? Actually, I got to give props to some people. There were a lot of respected handicappers that were saying Oklahoma City and take the money line. They were out there. They're out there, but it's just,
hey, I'm one of them.
You're one of them. I know.
I got shit for taking Oklahoma City today.
I thought about taking a player prop in that game. I thought Kyle Kuzma might have been a good over player prop. Because I figured if Davis and LeBron sit, like, maybe they'll try to get him involved, you know. But I didn't touch it. I don't even know what he has. He had a three when I left downstairs. That's it. Washington, Philly. Now we're talking. Philly wins, dude. Who's the top seed? Them or Tampa Bay?
Tampa, yep.
So Tampa will be number one if Philly wins?
No, it'll be either them or Tampa, yeah.
Yeah, so like, this is Philly, like, motivation here. Washington's off that loss. Maybe Washington wants to be the third or fourth seed. I don't know their angle on it, but Philadelphia's got a chance to be the number one seed. That's the way I'm looking at that one. Maybe Washington wants to be the third seed ahead of the Bruins.
I don't really love either of these sides. I will say this. I chatted on my stake here. Philly has dominated the past few games, and all this year too, especially since January. Philly's 3-0 versus Washington.
He's throwing
now. One of those games was one of those guys. No, there you go. One of those games was 3-2, but the other one's Philly's 7-2 and 5-2. Now, I don't always put a lot of stock into. What have you done for me in the past? But this Philly team playing this Washington team, I do put some stock into the fact that they have demolished the Capitals two of the last three times they played them and beat them all three times. There is a little bit of stock, and this is not, you know, the 2018 Flyers or the Flyers from 2016 that include these stupid trends from 7 years ago. These are, you know, the Flyers have played this year's team, same roster, et cetera. So I look at that and say, yeah, the Flyers might not be a bad play tomorrow. They have dominated Washington. And, you know, if they really want that number one seed, they're going to go out there and they're going to kick some ass tomorrow.
Ready for some trends? The over 7-3 in the last 10 meetings. The favorite 11-4 in the last 15 meetings.
Interesting.
Just wanted to throw those little trendy, You know what? PP over 6.
Okay. I'm surprised. I thought you were going to go Philly there.
Nope.
Vegas. You know, fuck it. Give me the Flyers, PP. Give me the Flyers. This is not normally something I do, but I got a feeling about them tomorrow, man. I got a feeling about Philly. They you know, I was high on them at the beginning of the year. So give me Philly plus 110 tomorrow.
All right.
PP.
Vegas, St. Louis. St. Louis is slight favorite.
I see Vegas is a slight favorite.
Ooh, okay. Well, let's get some trends here. Golden Knights, not good against St. Louis. The favorites 4-0 in the last 4 meetings, Dan.
Okay. Who's the favorite in this one?
Well, that's a damn good question.
So I almost say, hey, fuck that. I mean, because, you know, Vegas is minus 115 right now, at least where I'm seeing them. But regardless, even if they're minus 110 or minus 105, the difference, you know, in hockey is not major. I don't know who we're going to see as the favorite tomorrow by the time the game goes off, but I think both teams will probably be favored at some point.
Oh. Dudes are texting me their wins on bets. not texting me. Sending me like messages when they win a bet. Like, oh, Red Sox team total over 3.5. Like, you know.
That's a weird thing.
Vegas, St. Louis. I'm going Vegas. I don't know why. Just I maybe I'll change. Nope, I'm not going to change your mind. I'm going Vegas. I have no analysis whatsoever. They've been 8-10 in their last 8-2 in the last 10. I like Vegas. It's very hot there. I like to gamble, and I'm fading St. Louis, which never does well for me. And you know, I just think that you know, I don't care about this game. So give me Vegas.
You PPing it or
nope?
Okay.
And then just Toronto, Columbus. I don't like Toronto, so I like Columbus. I'm not going to bet any of these games. The early game I like, Toronto, Columbus. I'll go Columbus.
And I want nothing to do with the Toronto, Columbus series.
Yeah, me either. And then Calgary, Winnipeg. Got nothing there either.
I like Winnipeg if they're healthy. If Patrick Laine is playing, you know, and I can't remember. I think it was maybe Scheifele who was out for the Jets as well. But you know, if you have Laine, without Laine and Scheifele, you're going to struggle a little bit. But Calgary's leading the series 2-1. This is a make or break game for the Jets. They need to play well. They need to come out. I'll take the Jets again. Not PPing it, but I do lean Winnipeg tomorrow in a must win game.
All righty, moving on to the baseball slate. Wow, Red Sox 5-0, huh?
We got a little Verdugo dong going on tonight.
Verdong or Verdong.
Verdudong.
I don't know. If I was high, I'd figure it out. It sounds like we just sounded like in what was that, Black Sheep, when they're like both stoned.
Yes.
It's like, man, roads. You ever heard the word roads? Ruads. Like, that's a... I'm tired, people. I'm tired.
Very much.
I'm good. We're good. We got a couple of games tonight, Dan. Texas, Oakland. Oakland's been pretty good. It's 7-4 so far. They're gonna throw our boy Sean Manea tonight versus Kyle Gibson. Given $1.66, I like the A's there.
I got nothing in that game.
And then
Houston, actually, that's not true. I leaned over in that game.
Eight and a half. Got to grab that half a run, kid.
Again, I'm still out on the bullpens. Give me over four F five, first five.
Houston, Arizona. Arizona stinks. They're throwing Robbie Ray while Lance McCullers throwing, and it's Houston all day. How about that for a wrap?
That was nice. I still got you. Got. I have nothing in that one either. I do like Texas. I do like Texas Oakland over four in the first five. You got anything in the Padres, the Father's Dodgers tonight? Dodgers are shockingly low, -130.
Dodgers, the last time I saw that type of line, I believe I saw the favorite lose.
It is weird. I mean, listen, Garrett Richards was a nice pitcher in the Angels, but you know, he's been at best. And the fact that the Dodgers are -130, probably can find us -125-ish. It's weird. Interesting line. And then finally, the late 940 game tonight, Angels and Julio Teheran versus the Mariners and Marco Gonzalez. I actually like the under in the Angels game there.
Do these teams play all the time? The Angels in Seattle. Why do I feel like that?
It feels like they've been playing a shitload recently.
And maybe just like in my lifetime. I don't know why. Just whatever. Okay. And then we have tomorrow's games, which a Thursday. So I think there's like a shorter slate. No, actually, everyone's
playing. It looks like a big slate. We got some day games tomorrow too.
Little day bases. Little Twins in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh stinks. Fade. Give me the Twins and Kenta Miata.
They're -200 tomorrow, though.
Give me the run line.
Give me the run line, okay. Over on that, over under in that one is 9. Off the top of my head, I'd say.
Twins have gone over though in 10 games.
Yeah, but I think the Pirates have only have one first five over in their entire season, maybe two. So they've definitely kept teams under, but Brubaker starting tomorrow for the first time. I got nothing on that one, honestly. Nothing.
Don't like the Giants in Colorado. If it's under 12, I'll take it, but I don't know if that'll be the total.
Total is 12.5.
Under!
I like Kyle Freeland at home tomorrow. The Rockies are a big fave, -190. I would think about laying the -120.
Under. 12.5. Under.
PP. There you go. Ring that bell.
Bang.
Ding, ding, ding.
Do I have a bell?
We don't have a bell.
I mean, do I have a bell at my house? I don't know if I have a
bell. Well, I don't know. I need to get the bell. I need to get the. Maybe I can pull up the bell on my computer.
Hang on. All right, I got myself some Brutus the Barber beefcake, like you know, whatever. And I got myself a little thing. How about that for a bell?
It's close. It's close enough.
Brutus the Barber beefcake autographed, Hall of Famer. Remember Brutus, brother Bruti?
I do.
He'd go to the ring like this, and he'd cut people's hair.
All right, let me see if you can hear this. Hold on. I have to find it. There we go. Can you hear my computer when sound goes over my computer?
I can't right now. Oh.
Okay. All right. Well, you're off.
I heard it a little bit, but not much.
Okay. Let me download it and I'll play it for the microphone here. I'll plug it on in here. Hold on. All right, let's see. Here we go. Try this. That work?
Nah, it sucks.
Damn. All right.
I think it's more the program.
That's all right. I wouldn't worry about it. We can figure it out. It's not that big of a deal.
And, you know what? I got distracted, Dan, and now I'm determined. And you know how that happens. How about this? Oh, that's YouTube. Hang on.
By the way, Oklahoma City now up by 20. Is that right?
I Anybody hear that?
Yeah, close enough. 79-66,
13. Okay. More baseball. Oakland, I don't care about any of these games.
All right, do you want me to go through them quick?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I know you're struggling.
There's right no now, Red Sox. Sure. There's no Red Sox game tomorrow.
No, the Red Sox are off. So here's what we got. After that San Francisco Colorado game, Texas heads to Oakland, takes on the A's. The A's pitching Mike Fears facing Mike Minor tomorrow. Oakland a -160 favorite, total in that one, 8.5. Got nothing for you there. LA Seattle, Dylan Bundy, who was supposed to start today, ends up taking on the Seattle Mariners and Taiwan Walker. LA is a -166 fave. Big one in that one, 8.9. That's a 9 total as well. Yankees obviously continue their series against Philly. Yankees -160 fave. Jordan Montgomery going for the Yanks. No idea who is going for Philly tomorrow. Cincinnati heads to Cleveland. Luis Castillo versus Carlos Carrasco. Nice little pitching matchup there. Cleveland is a -118 fave. Total in that one, 7.5. You've already seen it move off an 8, which has actually been a pretty sizable move, about a half run move so far. Houston heads to Arizona. -130 taking on the Diamondbacks and Zach Gallen. Brian Belak pitching for Houston tomorrow. I say it might be a chance to take Arizona. I like Gallen. Gallen's underrated. And again, I have to really look into the baseball games more because I got nothing for you there. Tyler Chatwood and the Chicago Cubs travel to Kansas City, take Don Keller. The Cubs are -180, and the total in that one is 9. Toronto, Nate Pearson take on Tuki Toussaint in the Atlanta Braves. Toronto is the total of 9. Is that one? Well, the total in that one is 9. The Braves are -140 favorites. Wade LeBlanc starts for the Baltimore Orioles. They're taking on the Marlins, undecided who pitches for them. And Milwaukee, and I believe Gio Gonzalez, or is Gio Gonzalez on the White Sox? Honestly, Gio Gonzalez is on the White Sox, I believe. Milwaukee and Josh Lindblom travel to Chicago and continue their series, take on Gio Gonzalez. Chicago is a -130.
Say hi to Nick Jamelli.
Hi, Jamelli. Hi, Jamelli.
Hey, Nick. We'll see Nick tomorrow morning.
Jamelli, I'll see you at the fucking crack ass of dawn.
7 a.m. You got any degenerate stuff there, Dan, ready to go?
I do. I got something for you guys tomorrow.
Nick is buying winter equipment for like skiing and shit now. He's like, yeah, man, it's August 5th. I got to, like, you know, go get my, like, my ski on and buy my, like, boots and it.
It's on sale. It's on sale, Joe.
But I'm not one of those guys. Like, I'm not a guy that's like, I know some people who like shopping, like, Christmas shopping, like, you know, September. And it's like, bro, Christmas isn't until, like, December, man. You know? Or it's like, you know, in the wintertime, are people like, oh, yeah, I got to get my Cape House ready to go, man. It's the winter. Like, you know, like, dude, it's fine. Anyways, that's what Nick's projects are. Nick, not much of a gambler.
No, he's not.
I think he'd be too hesitant to.
To be fair, Nick gambled on his life. Yeah.
That's true.
And his girlfriend, Nick, your girlfriend fiance won that bet. Apologies.
That's right. She did. Yeah. So we've done baseball. We've done basketball.
Yep.
We've done the NHL. Can I just throw another thing at you real quick?
I'm going to give you some WNBA as well, but yeah.
Okay. The PGA Championship is tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. It starts tomorrow.
Okay. Let me break it down for you. I'm not a golf guy, but I looked into this. Did a little bit of research. Normally, this is the final round of the year, but because of COVID shit, it's the first. Brooks Koepka is the 2-time defending champion. He's the favorite, and he should be. John Rahm's had a hell of a couple of weeks here. And, you know, Tiger Woods is +3,000, which I'm out on. And, you know, for me, I like Henrik Stenson, +2,800. Since last year's Masters, he's won 8 He's had 8 top 5 finishes, 13 top 10 finishes. He has 2 top 5 finishes this year. And like, he won the US Open back in 2012, which is, I don't know, a mile down the road from the Bay in San Francisco. So at plus 2,800, like, is it worth betting him to finish in the top 5 or top 10? Absolutely. I'm going plus 2,800 for him to win the damn thing. And I'm only doing it because, like, I don't want to go with the favorite. I don't want to take John Rahm next. And Tiger Woods, I mean, I don't even know if I want to bet him to make the cut.
No.
So the reason I'm using, you know, I'm looking at it here because I just feel like there's an angle. And I'm trying to do the gangle, the golf angle. And so anyways, that's my pick on the PGAs. And everyone loves betting golf. And I always lose my money on golf, so whatever.
There are actually some relatively sharp golf guys out there, to be honest, especially in matchups. So you can find yourself a pretty sharp golf matchup guy. Joe, we got about 8 minutes left. I said we have to be out at a hard 9. So we're going to be at a hard 9. I just want to go over WNBA tomorrow because I have a spot. I will not be giving this play out on Twitter, so you're getting it on the podcast.
We got one tonight. 10 o'clock. Got one tonight, by the way. Indiana, Los Angeles.
We do. I have nothing in that one. I have the Aces tonight. I believe are losing at half by 3. I'm not positive. But
we got a little triple header tomorrow. Seattle, Atlanta, Connecticut, Dallas, and Chicago, Phoenix.
Yes. So I'm gonna give the Aces are down by 2.5. So we have them plus 3.5 tonight. Anyways, or 3 tonight. Sun Wings tomorrow. The Connecticut Sun are 0-5 and 0-3 away. They have played the toughest schedule in the WNBA so far. They're facing a Dallas Wings team that I am admittedly much higher on than I have been. They were the worst team in the league last year. They are much improved this year. Already have 2 wins on the season. The New York Liberty, by far the worst team in the league, for those wondering. The Suns are 0-5 facing the Dallas Wings. My expectation is that the Wings will open as a 1-point favorite or a 1-point dog or a pickup, somewhere around there. We are going to be on the Connecticut Sun tomorrow. If the line is, you know, Sun minus 5, I will be on the Connecticut Sun tomorrow. I have the Sun absolutely destroying the Wings tomorrow. So, PP, there is no line. So, heads up right now. There is no line. They don't usually release it until the next morning. I'm going to double check right now just in case. But I would assume 5,000%. Yep, no line. So, Connecticut Sun, PP over the Dallas Wings. If you have any questions, don't tweet them. DM them. I'll be glad to answer them tomorrow, but I will not be putting it out on Twitter. Also, 6 o'clock, Storm and Dream. This is kind of a little bit of a trappy game for the Storm. They've been so good. Probably should have lost the other night, but didn't. They are 4-1 right now. The only loss was to the Mystics in the game where the Mystics just played way above their heads. But nonetheless, a good game by them. The Dream are a lesser team in the league, but still one of the middling teams. I think you might have a chance to get the Dream tomorrow on some value. We'll see what the line is there. And then the Chicago Sky quietly 4-1 as well, taking on the Phoenix Mercury. I don't know what this line is. But you guys know already I'm not high on the Mercury so far. If you've been following me this year, I know they're 3-2. But I'm not very high on them, and I would not be shocked if the Sky beat that ass tomorrow. So we'll see if I find anything else or a total or something else I like there. But no matter what the line is, unless it's astronomical, you know, talking 6 points or higher, which I'd be shocked at, Sun PP over the Dallas Wings tomorrow. There you go.
All right. I think that's it. We have no more see what we got here. Totally forgot you guys are live. Yep. Stop Bank Roll Boys.
Any questions?
Dan looking good, man. Slimming down. His lift shots. What's he doing to drop 30 pounds?
The carnivore diet.
Susan Rice creeping back up, Dan.
I know. It's my biggest exposure maybe ever. Need that Susan Rice.
Our boy Ben June checking in.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the Bruins.
What do you think about Philly to win the cup at plus 1,000?
I don't think it's a bad look. Honestly, I don't.
It's actually not a bad look, considering the East. I mean, Washington's had their run. The Bruins have had their run. Tampa Bay has been like the team that just chokes it all the time, right?
Yep.
So it's like, why not Philly? Maybe to win the East?
Possibly. I'd have to really seriously consider that, to be honest with you. But I'm not against it. I'm not against it. So hopefully that makes some sense to you. I'm not against that at all.
Someone just said, I just bet the Nets plus 9. That's where I'm at my life. How do you feel about that, Dan?
I have no interest in that game, dude. None.
Like Carolina to make a run look good versus New York.
Yeah, I think Carolina has.
Forgot about them too. Yeah.
I think Carolina has a decent chance to get, you know, do some real damage in the during the year. Yes, absolutely, I do.
So, are we doing a bet on this Celtics game or what?
Listen, I got nothing for you. I want nothing to do with this fucking game, like zero. No Kemba, okay? So that's the start. No Kemba, and you know the bench. It leaves a lot to be desired right now. I don't know. I want nothing to do with it. Do you?
I'm going over 224. What do you think?
If I'm going to make a play, I think probably the over, honestly.
Well, Dan, you know what they say? Shooters shoot, right?
Yes, sir.
So, let's have some fun. Let's go the over. 224.
I like it.
For a Popeye sandwich. It. How about that?
I like it.
All right. That's it for me. Are you guys doing 2 hours on Saturday? Not this week. I know.
We know. We would love to do 2 hours. We're getting there.
It's the summer and who knows?
Yep.
Could be happening soon. Thanks, everybody.
Back up at 17. Sorry.
Oh, God. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. We'll give you more notice when we do a live podcast. It sucks because I work mornings now, and I can't figure out my life anymore. And I take these long naps, and then I can't. And I'm here. I was here. All right. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Mari. Stay tuned tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., Toucher and Rich.
We'll be there.
The degenerate play of the week. It's been successful. Might as well bet that thing this weekend again. That thing's hot.
I'll give you a hint. It's soccer.
Yeah. All right, he's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Mari. This has been another edition of Over Under 985.
Who you got, boys?
All right, Dan, I'm ending the broadcast. It's been real.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.